Our banquet is going to be Saturday night, 5:30.
我们记得周六的下午五点半呢，我们会有一个新年的聚餐。
And on the back table is a list of names of people who are going to bring good food.
我们在后面一个小黑板上有一个单子啊，上面是每个人可以把自己拿手想带的菜写在上面。
There's lots of names there, so there's going to be lots of good food.
所以我刚才看见有很多名字已经写了，应该有很多好吃的。
We got a very special program for you.
然后之后呢？聚餐之后我们会有个特别的新年的春节的节目。
Just a reminder to you that, in order to keep peace with our neighbors, we'd prefer that you not park on the south side of 17th Avenue.
那现在呢，慢慢我们人多起来啊，所以我们还是提醒大家，如果可能呢，尽量不要停在我们后面一条街的对面。我们把这车位呢留给我们的邻居啊，其他地方都可以停。
The other thing is that we like to give Bibles to people who come for a half a dozen, five times. If you have come five times and you haven't got your Bible, let me know, we'll get you one.
啊，如果你来了。
We want everybody to have a Bible.
如果你来了五次呢，我们可以送你一本圣经。如果你已经有了，就请大家告诉 Harold 长老。
All right, across the street, they are drilling a hole in the ground to test for water.
那我们街对面呢，现在正在施工啊，咱们在打一个洞到底下，好像是做水的测试。
So I don't know what they're going to do with the information.
所以我们也不知道未来他们会想怎么整啊。
Many years ago,There used to be so much water in this part of Vancouver that they called the neighborhood Asthma Gulch.
所以很多年前这个片区域啊，在温哥华的这片区域很多水啊，所以他们叫了一个叫 Asthma Gulch， Gulch 是沟的意思， Asthma 是
Asthma
口啊，对，哮喘啊。
Okay, Asthma Gulch, very bad, sick. Yeah.Anyway, that doesn't translate very well. I apologize. All right. We're ready to go. Let's pray and then we'll study today.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for being together today.
主啊，我们要谢谢您让我们今天能够聚在一起。
And Lord, some are here for Chinese New Year. Derek and others, we just thank you for bringing them, Lord.
他们有我们中间呢有一些人是因为春节的假期过来和 Derek 和其他的一些朋友，我们为此献上感恩。
So we're praying, Lord, that you will give us a happy New Year celebration, but more than that, we want you to give us a happy and prosperous year.
主啊，我们谢谢您赐给我们新年的聚会和庆祝，更谢谢您要赐给我们未来一年丰盛的恩典。
And Lord, the fact is that there's no better way to start the year than to start it around the Bible.
没有什么比我们翻开圣经来开始这新的一年更好的方式。
So we pray that you will bless us today and teach us and lay foundations in our lives that will last forever.
求您今天教导我们，当我们打开圣经，让我们为这新的一年建立最扎实的根基。
Our prayer, Lord, is that we will hear.And believe and obey what we hear. We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们的祷告是让我们能听见，也愿意顺服我们所听见的真理。这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good. The book of Romans, chapter 3.
罗马书的三章。
Romans, chapter 3.
罗马书三章。
And we've been studying about the wrath of God or about the whole concept of sin in the life of the people.
所以我们一直在学习神的愤怒以及从一章二章一直延续下来关于罪的定义。
When people sin, God's wrath is shown in that they...receive the penalty and the consequences of sin.
犯罪了以后呢，神的愤怒就显明了。这样的愤怒呢，是在罪的审判和惩罚里显示出来的。
Sin is a willful departure from God.
所以罪呢，它其实是一个有意识的自己想要的离开神的动作和行为。
And it is a terrible thing. We know it's terrible because it has such bad consequences.
我们都知道这个罪很糟糕，是因为它所带来的后果是很糟糕的。
And so the chapters that we've been studying have traced the consequences of sin.
所以我们学习过的这两章呢，就一直在跟踪看见罪的后果。
And then it looked at the fact that people who turned away from God's law, they suffered the consequences.
然后人离开神的律法，悖逆神的律法，他们就会经历这样罪的后果。
But we also learned that people who didn't even have the Bible, they knew sin was wrong because of their conscience.
我们也学习到呢，就算那些没有圣经的人呢，他们也会知道神的律法，因为他们的良心告诉他们。
So when we do things wrong, we know it's wrong for two reasons. Number one, because the Bible says so, and number two, because our conscience condemns us.
所以当我们知道我们做了错事呢，我们知道它是错的，是有两个的源头啊。一个就是圣经告诉我们是错的，第二呢，我们的良心也呼应它是错的。
All right, and therefore, we are going to reach the conclusion of this analysis today, which is going to show that everybody is a sinner.
所以今天呢，我们要做一个结论了哈，就是每一个都是罪人。
And not just an ordinary sinner, the Bible is going to show us that everyone are really bad sinners.
然后圣经告诉我们呢，其实我们每个人都是很糟糕的罪人，这是我们今天会看见的一个结论。
So verse 9 is where we will start today. Romans chapter 3 verse 9.
所以罗马书的三章九节是我们今天开始的第一节经文。
Okay, and someone then will read that in Chinese and together in English.
我们顺序读哈，我们先读第九三章九节。这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是的，因我们已经证明犹太人和希腊人都在罪恶之下。
What shall we conclude then? Are we any better? Not at all. We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under sin. Okay? Doesn't matter what your nationality is. Doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Gentile. Doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor or wise or foolish. The Bible says we are all sinners.
所以不管你是什么样的人，哪一个国家，不管你是什么民族，你是穷的、富的，你是智慧的或愚昧的，神说呢，每一个都是罪人。
And then the Bible is going to go and it's going to quote many scriptures from the Old Testament to prove that we are all sinners.
所以圣经接下来呢，他要从旧约引用很多的经文来证明啊，我们每一个人都是罪人。
This is not a new conclusion, but it is the conclusion that the Bible has taught all along.
所以这不是一个新的结论啊，这样的道理圣经一直在教导我们。
So verse 10 begins with the simple words, as it is written, and then everything else that follows down through verse 18 are quotations from the Old Testament.
所以从第十节一直到第十八节都是旧约的引用。
The first one is, there is no one righteous, not even one.
那十节一开始就在说，没有一人，连一个也没有。
So we've all met people who are very nice people. We think they're very good.
我们都碰到了人哈，很多人看起来都是非常好的人。
But we've never met any who have not sinned.
但是我们从来不可能碰到任何一个人说他没有犯过罪。
And what amazes us is when we read through the Old Testament, we find many, many stories of very, very good and wonderful men and women, but they're all sinners.
所以我们旧约会读到很多这样的故事，当中写到的很多人都是非常非常好的人，但是呢，他们也都是罪人。
And so you get a good man like, I'm not sure, maybe like Elijah. And we say, oh, he's very, very good. He's not a sinner.
所以比方说我们看一个很好的旧约的先知叫以利亚，他的确是好人。
But he became very impatient with God, and he did sin at that point.
但是某一次呢，他对神也开始失去耐心，在那个点上呢，他也是罪人。
And there was a man by the name of Job, and God said of him, there isn't anybody like him on the earth. He's so good.
他叫约伯，他如此之好呢，神说呢，你在地上能寻出像他这样的人吗？
But he was a sinner.
他也是个罪人。
There's a man in the Bible, Daniel, of whom nothing bad is written at all.
那还有这样的人呢，比如说但以理。完全没有写过关于但以理的任何不好的记录。
And his fellow employees, the people who worked for the king, they tried to find any fault with him, and they couldn't.
然后他的同事啊，就是那一起在跟王做事的那些大臣，一直想找但以理的茬，想找他的缺陷，一直没有找到。
And so you don't read anything bad about him, with this exception.
你没有注意到啊，其他。一切除非有一个例外。
He said, I and my fathers have sinned.
他说呢，我和我的父啊，我的祖先们，以色列的祖先们都犯了罪。
So he admitted that he was a sinner.
所以呢，在他的祷告里，他是承认他是个罪人。
So the conclusion now of Scripture, chapter 3, verse 10 is, there is no one righteous, not even one.
所以这里的结论哈，在三章十节就说没有一人，连一个也没有。
Okay, how many of us need a savior? Everyone.
所以我们在座的有多少人需要救主呢？每一个人都需要。
All right. So now the question is, what is the problem with us? We're all sinners, but what specifically is the problem?
那我们的问题是我们到底我们都是罪人啊，那我们特别的问题和麻烦是什么？
Verse 11 says, there is no one who understands.
十一节说没有明白的。
Okay, is that a serious problem? Do you understand God?
是不是很麻烦的事呢？因为我们不明白神。
And the answer is yes, you're supposed to understand.
是，答案是说是的，因为我们按道理应该认识神。
So if you were to take a course at university from some of our professors amongst us today, they would expect you to understand the course well enough to pass the exam.
比方说你在大学，你要选了一门课，你的老师一定是希望你很明白他所教的，这样你才能通过考试。
Okay, and so if you were to take a course from them and they failed you at the end of the course, you would say, why did you fail me?
如果你也选了一门课，你最后考试挂了，没通过，然后你会问哈，为什么我没通过呢？
And the answer would be because you don't understand the answers to the questions on the exam.
答案就是你就是不明白所教的内容啊，就是考试的内容你都不了解。
So when I was at university,I felt that it was pretty bad. I really didn't understand the French language.
我在大学的时候呢，我也有很困难，就是什么很困难呢？学法语。
I learned many things at university.
我大学学了很多东西。
One of the things I learned was to feel sorry for anybody who has to learn a foreign language.
我学到的一个功课就是，对于一切学外语的人呢，我都为他们感到很难过啊，因为他们必须去学一门外语。
Okay, because I couldn't learn French.
因为我真的学不来啊。
All right. would it be more serious if you didn't understand God?
但如果你不了解的是神呢，是不是更糟糕呢？
You can imagine, sometimes, we talked about this morning, sometimes you say to your children, do you understand?
有的时候呢，像今天早晨我们说的，你会跟你的孩子说，你明白吗？
And sometimes the children say, no, I don't understand.
那有的时候孩子会说，不，我不明白。
And you say to them, weren't you listening?
那你会说，你为什么不听呢？你不明白。
And the teacher says, I taught you, and you still don't understand. Were you listening?
所以老师会说，我不是一直在教你吗？你就不听吗？为什么？
And one of my friends who was a university professor used to talk about a day that's just lovely like this in the springtime.
那我的一个朋友啊，他是大学教授，他就跟我讲了一个故事，说有一天呢，就像这样的一个天气，很好的天。
And he would be teaching them, and they'd be looking out the window.
然后他要教导他们啊，他就往窗外看。
And then he would quietly say, now, you should pay attention to this, because this is going to be one of the questions on the final exam.
然后他就很安静地对这个在座的学生说，你们要好好听下面这个问题，因为下面这个问题期末考试要考的。
And he said many of them continued looking out the window.
他说很多学生还是在看窗外啊，外面天气很好。
Okay, don't you understand?
他说你不明白吗？
Here's God. He says, I wrote this book for you.
虽然是神来了，他说我把这本书写下来给你。
He says, I loved you. I gave you everything you've got.
他说我爱你啊，我把一切的东西都给了你。
And you didn't take time to understand.
但是你们却没有花时间来理解啊，来明白。
How bad is that?
这是不是很糟糕呢？
That's really bad.
啊，这真的很糟糕。
Now he says there's none of us who really understand.
所以他这里说没有人啊，真的明白。
The next line says, no one who seeks God.
也没有寻求神的。
So, what's that mean?
这什么意思呢？
That means that we should all diligently seek God.
按道理呢，我们是应该很努力的去寻求神的。
Is he not the most important one in the universe?
他是不是在全宇宙最重要的那一位呢？
Is he not the source of every good thing we have?
他是不是我们一切的恩典和好处的源头呢？
Is he not the one who gave us health and strength and daily food?
他是不是给我们健康、力量和每日供应的呢？
What a terrible thing it would be to acknowledge that God did all this and we never even did seek him.
那这是不是很糟糕？就是他给了我们这么多，我们甚至从来没想过说我要去找一找他，去寻求他。
Surely we would come back, knock on his door, and say, excuse me, but could you please tell me more? I want to know about you.
所以我们按道理是应该敲他的门啊，说，哎，你能不能再告诉我多一点啊？我想更了解你一点啊，神。
So a lot of people say, well, it's true that I'm a sinner, but it's not that bad, you know.
很多人说，哎呀，是啊，我是个罪人，但这个事没有那么糟糕吧。
God says, yeah, it's really bad. You should seek me.
神说呢，是，这非常糟糕，你应该寻求我的。
That's one reason why I get excited at these Bible studies. Why did you come today?
这就为什么我总是很喜欢这样的圣经学习啊，就大家为什么要来呢？
You came because you want to seek Jesus. Isn't that why you came?
你来是因为你想寻求神呢。
Wonderful.
这非常好。
Verse 12 says now,
十二节
all have turned away.
都是偏离正路。
So, here's God.
这是神。
And here's you and me down here.
我们，你和我在下面。
And God says, seek me. And we say, oh yeah, but I've got to go over here. And, okay.
神说呢，
says,
你寻求我，
says,
我说好，
me,
我就
no.
我就说不，我说好，那我又走左边；我说好，一会儿又走右边。
All kinds of excuses as to why we don't seek God.
所以所有的借口呢，其实都是用来解释，哎，为什么我没有去寻求神
？Okay. Do you read the Bible?
你有没有读圣经呢
？Do you pray?
你是不是祷告呢？
Got to, because you see, it's our responsibility to seek God.
所以你会看见，我们是按道理有责任去寻求神的。
But God says, in in the natural state, nobody seeks God the way they should.
所以我们在自然的状态下，我们没有人真的按照应该我们有的状态去找神，去寻求神。
If your responsibility is to seek God, and instead of seeking God, you go this way or you go that way, what happens to you?
所以你的道按道理呢，你的责任是要去寻求神。如果你没有，你又或找左，又或往右呢，那会发生什么对你？
What's the next line say?
下面一节说什么？
They have together become worthless.
一同都变为无用啊。
Do you believe that?
没有价值，你相信吗？
If here's God, and God says you are to seek me, and you don't seek him, how much value do you have to God?
所以神告诉你要寻求他，但你就是不，然后你觉得在神眼里你有多少价值呢？
God says you're worthless.
神说你完全没有价值。
Wow, you say, that's pretty strong.
你会说，哎呀，这个话好像很重啊。
Surely I'm pretty good.
你按道理我是很好的呀。
God says, as far as I'm concerned, you're not. You haven't done what I told you. You're of no value to me over here because you didn't seek me, because you turned and went your own way. You are now worthless.
所以呢，你说，哎呀，按道理我挺有用的呀。神说不，你应该寻求我的时候你没有。你偏离了正路啊，所以在神的眼里是无价值的。
And so the one who's over here says, well, that I'm actually pretty good, you know, I do this, I do, I'm a pretty good person.
所以在人的眼里，我们经常是这么想的，是吧？其实我是个挺好的人，我做了这个，我做了那个，我是个不错的人。
And so what's the next line say?
下面一节说什么？
There is no one who does good, not even one.
下一节说的没有行善的，连一个都没有。
Okay, so frankly, this is getting to be pretty heavy stuff.
所以坦率说呢，这话说的还是蛮重的。
God says, it looks like I'm in deep trouble.
所以看起来我好像有大麻烦啊。
Now verse 13. Their throats are open graves, their tongues practice deceit, the poison of vipers is on their lips.
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有毁舌的毒气。
Have you ever noticed that people who are over here instead of over here, these people over here talk a lot?
你会发现呢，在这个走偏路的那些人，他们其实会说很多啊，说很多。
I'm amazed at what people are saying today in the political world.
就比方说呢，比如说从政的。政界的那些人他们会说很多话。
And I think that somebody told them that the more you talk, the better you are.
也许他们从小觉得好像他说的更多呢，他就是更好的人。
I think somebody told them that the person who talks the most must be the one who's right.
也许他们这么认为啊，那讲话讲的最多的一定是最正确的那一个。
What does verse 13 say?
那十三节说的是什么？
Their throats through which they talk, for you in ESL, you've got to talk through your throat when you pronounce the letter R. Okay? R. You talk through your throat. If you're saying R and your Adam's apple isn't vibrating, you're not saying it right. R. Okay?
比方说呢我们在座很多是 ESL 的学生啊，那我们当你说 R 这个字母的时候呢，你是通过你的喉咙把声音发出来的。
So the scripture says, what's your throat like? Your throat is like an open grave.
所以呢，喉咙是用来发声的哈，所以这节经文讲的意思呢，你发声的地方其实却是一个敞开了的坟墓。
So if you were to go today walking through a graveyard.
如果今天你要走进一个坟地的话
，and you saw a grave there，
你看见很多的坟墓
，and in the grave was a body that was sort of half decomposed。
然后呢，坟墓里呢是一个已经腐化半腐化的尸体。
What would you do？
你会怎么样
？Would you bend down and listen to me. Take a look and see what's there.
你会弯下腰来看一看，听他说话吗？说吗？
If you saw an open grave, you'd turn and run.
如果你看见了，你转身就走了，你就跑了。
You'd be afraid that there's maybe some terrible bugs that are going to come out.
你会很害怕，或者什么很糟糕的虫子会爬出来。
Nobody wants to get close to a dead man.
没有人愿意跟一个死的人待在一起。
Okay, that's what people's throats are like.
所以这里经文讲的，我们的喉咙就像这样的。
And if you get close to them, you'll probably get just as sick as the dead man was.
所以你接近这样的话语呢，其实就像接近坟墓一样。
Okay, and their tongues practice deceit. Their tongues are lying.
然后舌头呢，却是弄诡诈，就是撒谎的。
And the poison of snakes is on their lips.
然后他们的嘴唇呢，却是有毒蛇的这个气啊。
Okay, so if you saw a cobra,
如果你看见一条毒蛇，响尾蛇，
and somebody got the poison from a cobra and put it on their lips,
有的人会弄一点这个蛇的毒液啊，放到自己嘴唇上。
Would you want to give them a kiss?
你会给他一个 kiss 吗？亲嘴吗？不会。
Okay, this is bad.
这是非常糟糕的。
What do we know about this person over here?God says he's worthless.
那这样的一个人呢，他远离神的这个人呢，神说他是无用的。
But God says don't listen to him because he's going to be telling lies. He's going to be spreading disease for your heart and ears and your soul.
所以神紧跟着呢，又警告我们，像这样的人呢，你不能听他说，因为他要把毒气哈，把这个。这个疾病啊传给你，他说的都是诡诈。
Verse 14 says their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness.
十四节说满口是咒骂苦毒。
So these people, they say lots of bad things. One of the things they say is cursing. These people often end up saying bad things about God.
所以这些人呢，常常是说关乎神不好的。是哈，所以，是咒骂里面。
And these people also are full of bitterness. They say bad things about the things God has given them. Instead of being thankful, they are complaining, saying things about God they shouldn't say.
所以，他们相反呢，没有去感恩神给他们有的，他们里面却出来的都是。苦毒啊，就是情绪，这样很糟糕的情绪。
And so God says, verse 15, their feet are swift to shed blood. They're doing things that are damaging other people.
杀人流血啊，他们的脚跑，他们的脚飞跑，就是他们跑着去做很糟糕的杀人的事。
Ruin and misery mark their ways.
所经过的路啊，变形残暴的事。
That means instead of doing things that bring peace and joy and love and happiness, they do things that bring destruction and sorrow, misery to the people around them.
所以不是做给人喜乐平安的事呢，相反却是给人带来苦难悲哀的残暴的事。
And the conclusion is, there's no fear of God before their eyes. They didn't say, I'm not going to him and I'm afraid. They get over here and they lose their fear of God and they do pretty much whatever they want now.
这里的源头就是因为他不愿要神了，他离开神，所以他要做他自己觉得一切对的事，就慢慢就走到这样的结果了。
Now the question is,Why would God say all these things about the people?
那问题是神为什么要写这么多的关于这些人的特点呢？
Why does he say all that?
那为什么要这么说呢？
There must be a reason for it.
总有一个原因嘛。
Verse, we maybe should read verses 19 and 20.
我们可以读一下十九节和二十节。来，我们顺序读吧，十九和二十节。
我们晓得律法上的话，都是对律法以下之人说的， 好塞住个人的口，叫服侍的人都伏在神审判之下。
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人之罪。
All right, verse 19 then. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law, neither through the law we become conscious of sin. All right. So, why all these verses? First of all, we know that these verses were given so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God.
所以呢，为什么神要这么写呢？这些写的一个很主要的原因就是让我们的嘴啊被塞住啊，伏在神的审判之下。
So sometimes you ask people, what are you going to say when you meet God?
那有的时候你会问人们啊，你要碰到神的时候呢，你会说什么？
And many people say, I will say, I think what I'm going to say is, God, I want you to know I'm pretty good.
我们人会这么想啊，见到神会说，哎呀，神啊，我想让你知道，其实我还是个挺不错的人。
And he's going to open the verses here. He's going to say, now you just read that.
所以，他就在这里说啊，说我们要刚才读的那个内容。
And you tell me you're pretty good.
然后你，神会说呢，那你说你是很好的人。
There are 10 commandments.
一共有十诫。
We've been going through the 10 commandments on Tuesday mornings.
我们在星期二的上午呢，我们最近一直在学习十诫。
We're halfway through.
我们已经学了五诫了。
Are you all happy that you've all committed all or completed all five of those commandments? Or do you say, uh-oh? I didn't do it right.
你是不是学习到现在，你发现，哎，我好像都做到了呢？还是你说，哦，麻烦了，我其实都没有，或者没有做得很好。
So what are we going to say on Judgment Day?
那我们在审判日的时候，我们该说什么呢？
And God is going to say, you won't have anything to say.
所以。神会让你闭嘴啊，就是你其实没有什么话可说的。
I met a man a few years ago. I said to him, I said, what are you going to say on Judgment Day?
一些年前呢，我碰到一个人，我就问他，你在审判日的时候你会说什么？
His answer was very simple. He said, I'm going to say, I am guilty.
他说我的答案很简单，我就说我是有罪的。
Okay. Why was this law given? So that every one of us will have to acknowledge that we are sinners.
所以这些的律法，这些的话给出来呢，其实就是要让我明白一个特别简单的真理：我们每一个人都是罪人。
Unfortunately, the world doesn't believe that.
很不幸啊，世界不相信这个事实。
But when they meet the Holy God.And when he shows them their heart, they're going to have to say, I'm guilty. I've got nothing to say.
但到最后那个审判的那一天，他们见到神的那一天呢，他们其实是无话可说的。他们那一天其实会闭嘴。
Job was probably one of the best men that the world has ever produced.
所以约伯呢，是曾经历史上神造的人里面可能最最善良的一个人。
God said that there was no one like him on the earth.
因为神这么评价他，在地上没有一个人像他那样。
He stood before God one day.
那有一天他站立在神面前。
And this is what he said.
这是他说的。
He said, I've seen you, and now I repent in sackcloth and ashes.
他说呢，我以前是风闻有你啊，现在我亲眼见你，我就在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
If even the best man has nothing to say, how does that leave you and me?
如果一个地上最好的人他都无话可说，在神面前，那我们又、
oh,
我们的境况又能怎么样呢？
All right. Why then the law? The law was given so that every mouth, yours, mine, and all the others, may be silenced, and the whole world held accountable to God.
所以每一个人最终要在律法里哈，达到的目的是塞住个人的口啊，叫我们都伏在神审判之下。
What does the word accountable mean?
Accountable 这个词是什么意思呢？
If you borrow money from the bank,
如果你从银行借了钱，
if you have a line of credit,
如果你有这个额度哈。
And you borrow $10 today,
如果你今天借了十块十
and $50.26 tomorrow,
如果明天借了五十块两毛五
and then you take $200 on Friday,
你星期五呢又借了两百块
and you keep on doing that for 2 months,
你一直这么做，做了两个月
at the end of the 2 months, the banker says to you, now I want you to give me the money that I have loaned you, and he counts it all up, and he says $10,426.48, you are accountable to pay all that.
所以呢，银行的人会说呢，好，现在我已经两个月下来了，我每一笔我都记下来了，我把它算了一下，那这些钱是你 accountable， 就是你需要付的，比如说是1046.28，那这是你的总数。
So if God were to make a list of all of your sins，
如果神把你的所有的罪呢写一个单子，也是像这样的，他都记下来。
Every day，
每一天。
For every week，
每一周。
In every month，
每个月。
For every year，
每一年。
And he were to put a total on the side, the value of all those sins, how much would you owe?
那他会把总数加起来，哦，这个是你边上要付上的代价，这样的，这个代价会有多大呢？
No, you say, I guess that's a pretty big tab.
嗯，所以我说，哎呀，这可能有点大啊，是一个很大的数。
I owe a lot.
我欠神太多了。
And God says each of us are accountable for the price of all our sins.
所以每一个人我们都因为神因为罪的代价，我们都欠神的数值太大。
Oh, you say that's a lot.
你说这真是一笔大数。
All right, verse 20.
二十节。
Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义。
Okay, when God looks at my list, is he going to say, oh, Harold, you are very, very good. There's no debts owing on your account.
你觉得可不可能神看见我这个单子说 oh, Harold, 你真是太好了，你这个单子上啥也没有。
No, he's going to look at it and he's going to say, Harold, you're in deep trouble.
不是的，他会看这个单子说 Harold, 等一下你有大麻烦了。
And the conclusion is this, through the law we have become, through the law we have become conscious of sin.
所以结论哈，这一大段话的结论就是，因为律法本是叫人知罪的，所以这是律法的功用。
Why was the law given?
所以律法为什么要给出来律法呢？
To prove that I'm a sinner.
这个给律法是要证明我是个罪人。
Okay, so let's assume that I'm driving down the street.
比方说我在街上开车。
And I see a red light behind me.
然后我看见后面有警车啊，或者救护车，这个灯在闪。
And I hear a siren.
然后我听见这警报。
And I pull over to the side of the road.
然后我靠边了我的车。
What is the policeman going to say?
那警察会说什么呢？
He's going to say, you were speeding.
警察说，好，你超速了。
You are in trouble.
你有大麻烦。
Do you know, I've never once been pulled over by a policeman to say to me, you are a really good driver.
我从来不期望呢，比如说 警车来了，然后把我拉到一边，然后跟我说，哎呀，你真是一个好司机啊。
They pull me over because I'm not a really good driver.
他把我拉到路边只有一个原因，就是因为我真的不是一个好司机，他才把我拉到路边。
And the law was given because I've got to have it proved to me. You're not doing right, Harold. You are in deep trouble.
所以，律法也是一样。律法搬下来不是想证明，哎呀，我真是个好人呐、啊，他是说你真是有大麻烦。
But I've got to tell you the story.
所以我要告诉你们一个故事。
I was driving along Marine Drive, Southeast Marine Drive.
我在那个 Marine Drive 上开车哈。
There was a red light behind me. It was a motorcycle policeman.
后面呢，真的有一辆警车，是个骑摩托的警车。
I thought, uh-oh.
我说呀，这下麻烦了。
And I looked at my speedometer. I realized I had been speeding.
然后我看我的车速表，意识到我是超速了。
So the man got off the bicycle and he started walking up to me. I rolled down the window.
然后呢，我停了哈。然后这个警察上来，我就把车窗摇下来。
I looked out the window and the policeman said.Hi, Harold.
然后我摇下车窗以后，那个警察上来跟我打招呼说 ，Harold 你好。
I thought this is wonderful.
我说这事太好了。
And he was my friend.
他是我的朋友。
I used to teach Sunday school in this room.
我以前也是在这里教儿童主日学。
He was one of my Sunday school students.
他是我儿童主日学的学生。
Okay, and so we had a long talk because we hadn't talked for a long time.
然后我们就站着聊了一会儿哈。
And I said to him, when it was over, I said, "Now, Reg, why did you pull me over?"
然后我说，我们聊完以后，我说，哎呀 ，Reg， 你为什么把我拉到路边哈？
He said, oh, don't worry about that.
他说那算了没什么。
I said, but Reg, you must have pulled me over for a reason. Why did you pull me over?
我说那总是会有个原因嘛，你让我到路边去。
He said, well, the speed limit is 30 miles an hour. You were doing 45.
他说这段路是限速的，只有那个30英里啊，你开了45啊。
I said, well, what should I do? He said, just slow down, Harold. Fine.
我说那我该怎么办呢？他说那算了，你慢一点，慢一点，把车速降下来走吧。
Now that's what this story is right here.
这就是这个故事的内容啊。
Are you guilty? Am I guilty?
你是不是有罪呢？我是不是有罪呢？
Yes.
是的。
And God pulls us over.And he says, you're guilty.
然后神把这个放在一起啊，他就告诉你，你们都是罪人。
And I say, yes, I'm guilty. What do I need to do?
然后我说是，我是个罪人，那我该怎么办呢？
And Jesus said, Harold, I died for you. If you'll only believe me, I'll forgive you.
然后耶稣说呢， Harold, 我为你死了，你要相信我，我就赦免你。
Okay.Do you think I said thank you to Reg?
你觉得我会不会跟警察说谢谢你？
Do you think I said thank you to God?
你觉得我会不会跟神说谢谢你？
Yes. That's what it's all about. And so you got this story now. And if you go back to verse chapter 1.
如果你回到一章。
And verse 18.
一章十八节。
And it says, the wrath of God is being revealed.
原来神的愤怒啊，从天上显明。
And everything that we have read from verse 18 of chapter 1 down through the verse that we concluded, was it verse 20 of chapter 3? All of that is about the wrath of God.
所以从一章十八节一直到我们刚才停在的三章二十节呢，都是在讲神的愤怒。
But Romans chapter 1 and verse 17 said, In the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed.
但是一章十七节是这么说的，因为神的义啊，在这福音上显明出来。
So there are two things revealed. One is the wrath of God is revealed.
所以有两件事情被显明出来，一件呢是神的愤怒被显明出来。
And the other is that the righteousness of God is revealed.
第二件呢是神的义显明出来。
And the Spirit of God says, "All right, I'm going to teach you for the next two chapters about the wrath of God."
所以圣灵说呢，好，我现在在后面的两章里先要告诉你关于神的愤怒。
And it concludes with the two verses 19 and 20 that we read.
然后神的愤怒呢是停在或者总结在我们刚才的三章的十九二十两节。
And then chapter 3 of verse 21 says, "But now a righteousness of God." has been revealed.
然后三章二十一节呢，话锋就转了哈。但如今神的义在律法以外显明出来。
Okay, so do you understand the logic now?
你现在知道这个逻辑的顺序了。
God says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's all about the righteousness of God. But before I tell you about that, I've got to tell you about the wrath of God." And so you got two chapters on the wrath of God, and then chapter 3, verse 21, the Spirit of God comes and says, "Now I'm going to tell you about the righteousness of God."
所以呢，先呢，神告诉我们关于神的义啊，他说我不以神的福音为耻，圣灵借着保罗写的。然后紧跟着呢，他在这解释启示神的义之前呢，他先告诉了我们神的愤怒。然后呢，整个从一章十八节到三章二十节呢，神的愤怒呢就停在了。三章十九和二十节这个结论上，然后神接着就开始在三章二十一节呢来解释神的义是怎么回事。
Okay, so why did God do it in that order?
神为什么要用这个顺序来讲呢
？Because the under the wrath of God is where we are. That's where we are.
因为呢，神的愤怒啊，我们在神的愤怒之下是我们的起点呢，我们本来现在的状态就是这样的状态。
And then he says, but. There's a righteousness of God which tells you where you could be.
所以呢，神话锋一转说，但是现在有神的义啊，你可以去得，就是你可以离开你现在这个无望的境况，去到那个有盼望。
So here's God.
啊，现在呢，这是神。
And because I'm a sinner, I'm away over here.
啊，因为我是个罪人呢，所以我离开了神。
And so the book of Romans says, "Now, Harold, you got a problem."
所以罗马书一开始呢就说 ，Harold， 你有个麻烦。
How are you going to get back?
你应该怎么？你怎么才能回来？你怎么回到神那里去呢
？The longer you're over here, the farther away you get.
那你越远的、越早的离开神呢，你离他会越远。
The longer you're here, the greater your problem.
那你离他越远呢，你的麻烦越大。
But there is a righteousness of God whereby you can be drawn back to where you should be.
所以有神的义显明呢，就是你可以从原来那条路上走出来。然后回到你本来神要你去的那条路。
So if you were over here, would you like to know how to get back over there?
如果你在边上啊，你走歪了，你想不想走回正道呢
？You'd say I sure would.
你说是，我愿意。
I want to get back there.
你说我想要回去啊。
When you're lost, you really want someone to help you get found.
如果你是走丢的，你真的希望有人帮助你啊，能够回去。
All right, so that's what we're going to start looking at now. What do we do to get back to where we should be? We never were there. We got way offline, but we must get there. We must get to God. How can we get there?
所以我们原来是走丢了，我们现在怎么才能回去呢？因为我们失丧的很远啊。
All right, verse 21.
二十一节。
But now a righteousness from God.Apart from the law has been made known to which the law and the prophets testify.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
So there is this righteousness from God.
所以在这里呢有神的义。
And it is apart from the law. The law says we miss the righteousness of God.
但是这个是在律法之外的，因为律法的功用是什么呢？告诉我们，我们其实是没有达到神的要求。
The law says that we deserve the wrath of God.
所以呢，律法其实告诉了我们一个事实，就是我们本来配得的，我们应该得的呢，是神愤怒的审判。
But something different from the law that condemns is this righteousness of God, which is totally different.
所以在这之外，在律法之外呢，神又启示了我们，他给我们要给我们的义哈，这是完全不一样和神的愤怒。
And the writer says that the Old Testament, it's called the law. There you'll notice it's got a capital L. The law, the Old Testament, and the prophets talk about this righteousness, this way back to God.
所以旧约哈，这边的这个律法这个词在原文里它有一个大写的 L 啊，就整个的旧约的内容它都是在讲神的律法和先知哈。
This righteousness, verse 22. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
所以二十二节讲的是和律法的要求是不一样。他说神的义哈，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
So what is the righteousness of God all about?
那神的公义是关于什么呢？
It's about faith.
是关于信心。
In Jesus Christ.
相信耶稣基督。
It's available to all who believe.
那这样的话呢，就加给一切相信的人了。
All right, it's just that simple.
就是这么简单，就是这么简单。
If in fact you believe, then Jesus Christ, because He died for you, will bring you back and take you up to be with God, where you should be.
所以，当你在这个点上你相信了以后呢，耶稣基督就把你带回来，回到原来你本来应该跟神的那个状态。
How do we get there?
我们怎么去呢？怎么到那个状态去呢？
Through faith in Jesus Christ.
就是借着信靠耶稣基督。
What did Jesus do?
耶稣做了什么？
He died on the cross to forgive my sins.
他在十字架上死了，为了赦免我的罪。
What's my problem over here?
我们在这里的麻烦。
All my sins.
我们在这里麻烦是什么呢？都是因为我们的罪。
What does Jesus do? He dies on the cross and he says, Harold, I'll forgive all your sins.
那耶稣做了什么？他就在十字架上死了。他说 ，Harold， 我要赦免你的罪。
I say that's wonderful.
我说，哎呀，
You'll forgive my sins. What do I have to do to get you to forgive my sins?
那我说，我需要做什么呢？才能愿意赦免我的罪呢
？He says, Harold, you've got to believe me.
他说 ，Harold， 你要信我。
Oh, you say I used to believe lots of other things.
你说，哎呀，我以前也信了很多东西。
Some people say I had another religion. I believe that.
有的人会说我有其他的宗教，我也相信呢。
Other people say I believe myself. I'm pretty good.
啊，有的人说呢，我相信我自己，我其实还不错。
Other people say I try to do this good thing and that good thing and the other good thing.
那有的人会说我努力做这个善行，那个善行，很多其他的好事。
But Jesus says, Harold, you've got to believe me.
那耶稣说呢，你要相信我 ，Harold。
And when I realized that, I climbed out of my bed, and I got down on my knees beside my bed, and I said, Jesus, you know that I'm a sinner, and you know that I need a Savior. I don't want to stay here. I asked Jesus to forgive my sins. I thanked Him for dying for me.I received him as my savior, and he said, "All right, Harold."
所以呢，当我意识到这一点的时候啊，当我意识到我是一个无助的罪人的时候，我就在床上跪着，我跟神做一个祷告，我说：“神呐、啊，你知道我的境况，我愿意接受你啊，成为我的救主啊。”然后基督就把我从我原来罪的这个状态下呢，带回到和神和好的状态。
All right, now the question is, who has to do that?
那现在的问题是谁必须要做这件事？
And the answer is the Jew has to do that. The Gentile has to do that. The Canadian has to do it. The Chinese have to do it. The Slovenians and the Welsh and all the other nations. Everybody has got to do that. There's no difference. We're all sinners and we all need a Savior.
所以答案是呢，无论是犹太人、外邦人哈，加拿大人、中国人，全世界各族各方的人都需要做，因为，我们都是罪人，在这一点上是没有任何区别分别的。
All right, what's verse 23 say?
对，二十三节往下我们看。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So, how many of us have sinned?
我们多少人犯了罪呢？
All of us.
所有的人。
What was our sin? What sin did we commit?
我们做了什么，犯了什么罪呢？
This is the sin. God is glorious. And we didn't give him glory. We gave glory to something else.
那这个每个人都有哈，就是神是荣耀的，神是创造的。但我们每一个人没有把他该得的荣耀给他，却把荣耀给了其他一些我们认为对的东西。
So I spoke to him the other day. This man. Spoke to a man the other day.
Oh, okay. 我有一天跟一个人说话。
And he told me that he was an expert on eagles.
他说他是一个研究鹰啊，特别好的专家。
Okay, and so we had a long chat. He was telling me how he devoted his life. He's probably older than me. He spent his whole life as an eagle expert.
他也许比我还年纪大啊。我们聊了很久那天，他一生啊都是研究鹰。
I said, and where are you going to spend eternity?
我就问他的，那你准备永恒你在哪里度过呢？
He pointed to the ground.
然后他就指着地底下。
He said, I don't expect, I'll just die.
那我没有什么期望，我肯定就死了。
And I said, what about the God who made you?
那我说，那神，那造了你的神怎么样呢？
He said, I'm not interested in that.
他说，我对那不感兴趣。
I said, you're interested in the eagles that he made, but you're not interested in the God who made the eagles.
那我说你对那鹰啊，就神造的鹰那么感兴趣，但你就是不对那个造鹰的神感兴趣啊。
Who gets the glory, the eagle, or the God who made the eagle?
那谁得到荣耀？应该是那鹰呢，还是那造鹰的神呢
？What is the sin?
那什么是罪呢
？Sin is they didn't give God glory. They fell short of the glory.Of God.
所以罪就是你不把神当得的荣耀归给他，就是亏缺了神的荣耀。
Okay, all of us have sinned, and all of us have fallen short.
这就是
一些经文的意思。
我们每个人都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀，没有把当得荣耀归给神。
And verse 24.
二十四节。
And we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption.That came by Christ Jesus.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
Who is justified?
谁被称义了呢？
Verse 22, the person who believes in Jesus.
就是二十二节讲的这些人，那些信靠耶稣的人就被称义了。
Okay, so here he is way out in the wilderness.
现在呢，这个罪人在哪呢？在旷野。
And he's there because he's a sinner.
他在旷野的原因是他是个罪人。
And if you like, he's got a big sign on his head that says, I am a sinner.
就像他的头上啊，就像写了一个很清晰的标志啊，我是个罪人。
And if he believes on the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果他相信耶稣基督,
he is declared to be righteous. That's what the word justified means.
他就被宣
称, declared to be righteous.
这就是称义这个词的定义哈，就是被称为是义人。
Okay, so here's the big sign over the head. I am a sinner.
所以呢，假设有个头上有一个特别明显的标志，说我是个罪人。
And he believes in Jesus Christ, and he gets a new sign over his head.
他信靠耶稣基督之后呢，他的头上有个新的标志。
And the sign says, "Forgiven."
那个标志就是被赦免。
And it's declared justified. Justification means to be declared to be righteous, so that people and God and the devil and the angels, when they see that person, they say, "God says he is forgiven."
所以呢，信靠耶稣基督被称义之后哈，所有再看见这个人的，他都知道呢，这个人的罪已经被赦免了，他是一个义人。因为基督的救赎。
So I only know part of this next story for you.
我下面有个故事跟大家讲。
If I get it wrong, I'll get corrected later.
我可能不是记得很全部啊，如果我说错了，我下次来更正。
But it goes like this. Norma went to some function somewhere once.
然后 Norma 有一次去Some function.
Some function. Some activity.
Okay.
Some group.
Okay. Norma 有时去做一些事啊，去一些对。
And so when she got there, they said, "We want you to put a sign on, put a something on your lapel. Where's you got a name tag like this, and you got to put one word on your lapel to describe yourself."
那在这个活动上呢？每个人都会带一个胸口带一个名牌哈，名牌上面会写一句话来描述自己。
Okay, and so Norma said what, and then she wrote down the word. She said Norma Stevens, and then she said forgiven.
Norma 就写了这么一个字啊，就是写了她的名字，然后底下写被赦免。
Okay, that's the most important part of her life.
这是她生命中最重要的那个内容啊，所以她写在这个上面了。
Okay, she's been forgiven.
她是被赦免的。
Can you think of anything better?
你能找到比这更重要的东西能写上去吗？
How wonderful!
这是多么美好！
Jesus loved me, and He forgave me.
这是多么好啊！耶稣爱我，他赦免了我。
All right. So, verse 24 says, "We are justified." Declared to be righteous, we are forgiven if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以二十四节讲的意思就是，我们信靠耶稣基督以后，我们就被赦免了，然后呢，我们就称义了哈，得救赎，被称义。
How much is it going to cost you?
然后这个需要你付上多大的代价呢？
Freely.
没有零啊，你白白给你的。
You can underline that word if you want.
你可以把这
Isn't that marvelous?
这两个词划下来，白白的这两个词划下来，如果你愿意的话。
I don't deserve that.
这不是我配得的。
I asked the class on Sunday morning if they would be willing to pay $20,000 to get a deal like that.
如果有人说要你付2000万来得这么一个好东西，你愿不愿意付？
You and I would pay far more than $20,000.
我们会愿意，如果可以的话，我会付远比这多的钱。
To be forgiven.
来得到赦免。
The Lord Jesus says it's all free.
但耶稣基督说这都是免费的。
This is good stuff.
这是非常好。
Okay. We're justified freely. By His grace,
我是蒙他的恩典，蒙他的恩典白白的称义。
What's that mean? By His grace.
什么叫做蒙他的恩典？
It means He paid my debt, so that I don't have to pay my debt.
那就是呢，是他付上代价，我不用付。
Marvelous. He dies for me. He pays my debt. I go free, and I am justified. I'm declared by the God of heaven to be righteous because Jesus, by His grace, paid my debt.
所以他为我死了，我可以白白的得着这恩典。那我可以宣称，神赦免了我，因为耶稣付上了代价。
Now the next word is redemption.
那下一个词呢，在这里叫做救赎。
Redemption means to buy back.
救赎的词呢，解出来呢，就是买回来的意思。
Okay, sometimes we have in Canada, I don't know if you have it elsewhere in the world, we have a shop which is called a pawn shop.
那在加拿大呢，我不知道其他地方有没有类似的，就是我们有一种生意叫典当行。
And some people run short of money.
那有的人呢，他可能缺钱花。
And they need to pay money. They need money today.
对，他今天就需要一些钱。
So they go to the pawn shop.
他们就去当铺。
And they say to the man, I've got a nice watch. It's worth a lot of money. I'm going to let you have my watch. You give me $50.
然后他就说呢，他这我有个很好的手表啊，很值很多钱。那我今天需要一些钱，我把表押给你，你给我$50。
So I give him the watch. It's worth more than $50.
当然我给他一个表，这个表肯定超过$50价值。
He gives me $50.
他给我$50。
And at the end of the week, I get a paycheck.
然后呢，这周末的时候呢，我拿到了我的那个工资单。
And I go back to him and I say, I want to redeem my watch.
然后呢，我拿到钱以后呢，我就跑去当铺，我就说呢，我要想把我的表啊赎回来。
And I give him $60.
然后我给他$60。
And he gives me my watch back.
他就把我的表还给我了。
Okay. Now, here we are.
好，现在呢，我们来看救恩哈。
And he goes over here.
现在呢 ，Harold 走歪了，他走到罪里面去了。
And he sells himself into sin.
他把自己卖给了罪。
And he runs up a huge debt.
然后欠了很多钱。
Jesus is over here.
那耶稣在那里。
Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus says, Harold sold himself for $50 or less.
他说 Harold 把自己卖了，就卖了$50，甚至还不止。
Now he's got this huge debt that he owes.
现在呢，他不但如此，他还欠了好多好多钱。
And so Jesus says, I pay the debt, and he redeems me by paying all that money so that he can bring me back, so that I can be with God and with him.
所以呢，他把一切的我欠的钱都还上了以后呢，他就把我赎出来了。赎出来就像那典当行一样，赎回来以后就把我还，就跟神呢就和好。
Redemption then is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
所以救赎是一个非常美好的事，不是？
It's to be bought back.
就是买回来。
The preachers used to tell the story about the boy. He was maybe 10 or 12 years old. I'm not sure. And he decided he was going to build a boat.
有一个传道人用过这个故事，他说一个小孩，他12岁呢，他想造艘船。
And he got some wood and he fashioned a boat.
他就弄了一些木头啊，把这个木头搞成一艘船。
And he got a long stick and he put it in it.
他拿了一根很长的棍子，他放在里面。
And he got some cloth and he made a sail.
然后他也弄了一些衣服啊，弄了一根在棍子上挂着，就是个帆了。
He painted it up. It was a really, really good-looking boat.
他还把这个船漆了一下，看起来还真不错。
And he took it down to the lake.
他把船呢就放在湖上了。
And he was standing at the seashore, and he put everything in gear, and he let the boat go, and the boat went sailing off.
然后他在岸边，然后这个船就走了，这个船就开始走了。
And he tried to chase it and catch it, and he couldn't.
然后这个时候呢，船一动起来，他就想追呢，就追不上了。
And the boat went on and on and on and on and on.
这船就一直走，就走了。
He lost the boat.
他丢了这艘船。
He went home. He was very, very disappointed.
然后他回家了，他非常非常伤心啊。
It was a few weeks later. He was walking down the street.
几周以后呢，他在路上街上走。
I think he was walking past a pawn shop. I'm not sure, but it was a shop.
然后也许他就路过一个典当行，也就反正就是一个店。
And he said, "That's my boat."
他就看到一艘船，这不是我的船吗
And he went into the man who owned the shop. He said, "My boat, that's my boat in the window."
他就跟那个店老板说，他说这是我的船，我的船。
No, the man said, "That's not your boat, that's my boat."
那个店主说，不不，这不是你的船，是我的船。
And the man said he may have found the boat or something, but the man said, "It's my boat."
然后他们俩争起来了，那个小孩就是说是他的船，那个、店主说是他的船。
And so he said to the boy, he said, "You can buy that boat for $20."
然后店主说呢，那你可以买这艘船呢，20块钱。
And the boy says, $20, that's my boat, I don't need to pay. The man says, "If you want that boat, you're going to pay $20.
那小孩说，这明明是我的船，为什么要付钱？那人说呢，那你，这是我的船呢，所以你总是要花20块钱来买。
And so the boy paid $20.
然后这个男孩就花了20块钱。
And then as he went home, he took his boat with him.
然后他
he put it under his arm.
然后他回家了，他就抱着这艘船回去了。
And he said to the boat, "You know, you're twice mine."
所以呢，他对这艘船说，你现在呢是属于我两次了。
He said, "I made you."
他说我造了你。
And now I bought you.
现在呢我又买了你。
You really are mine. I made you and I bought you.
所以你真的是我的。
And that's what Jesus wants to say about you and me.
这就是耶稣想要对你和我说的话。
Did he make each of us?
他是不是造了我们每一个人呢？
Yes.
是的。
Did he die on the cross to save each of us?
他是不是死在十字架上救了我们每一个人呢？
Did he pay the money for each of us?
他是不是为我们每一个人付上罪的赎价了呢？
And all that happened when we were over here?
然后当我们还在那丢失的状态的时候
Then he says, "Would you come back? Would you believe me?"
然后他说呢，你相不相你愿不愿意相信我
And if we believe him, and only if we believe him, can we come back and we can be his.
那我相信他，也只有借着我相信他，我才回来，回到和他和好的状态。
All right. So, Verse 25 says,
25节,
God presented Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood.
神借着耶稣做挽回祭，是凭耶稣的血，借着人的信要显明神的义。
All right. So God presented Jesus. He offered Jesus to us in order that we could have atonement, we could be brought back to God.
所以神把耶稣献上啊，是做一个挽回祭啊，能让我们能跟神和好。
All right, he did this to demonstrate his justice.
他做这个事呢，是要显明神的义啊。
Did God do what was right when he bought us back?
那神把我们买回来，他做的对不对？
Is it all right for God to declare me forgiven?
神不是宣布我们是被赦免的，是不是对呢？
And it's all right because he paid the price.
是对的，是因为他已经付了代价。
All right, so let me carry on. I lost my place here. He did this to demonstrate his justice at the present time. So,as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
他好做这些呢，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
So there are two things about Jesus.
所以关于耶稣有两件事。
Number one, he declares us to be righteous. He justifies us because of what he had paid.
第一呢，他宣称我们是义的哈，他宣布我们因着他所付上的代价是义的。
But he is only able to forgive us because he paid the price.
第二呢，就是他也必须付上代价，他才能称我们为义。
So if I were to steal $100.
假设呢，我偷了100块钱。
And if I were to steal it from Ben,
我从 Ben 那偷了100块钱。
Okay, and Long were to say to me, "Harold, you're forgiven."
然后我可以跟 Harold 说呢，你被赦免了吗
？Would I be forgiven?
我这样就被赦免了吗
No.
不是的。
I still owe Ben $100.
因为他还是欠。
Ben still needs $100.
Ben 是依然还需要那$100。
So Long can say to me, Harold, you're forgiven, but I wouldn't be forgiven.
所以就算我跟 Harold 说你被赦免了呢，他其实并不被赦免。
But if Long were to go to Ben and give him $100,
但是呢，如果我到 Ben 那里去给了他$100。
Then could Long say to me, Harold, you're forgiven?
这个时候我跟 Harold 能不能说你是被赦免的？
Yeah.
可以的。
Because he paid the debt.
因为我已经付了代价了。
Okay, that's what Jesus did. So Jesus is just in that he did it right, and because he did it right, he is able to declare us to be righteous. He is the just one, he paid the debt. He is the justifier, because the debt is fully paid. So he's right in what he did, and you and I benefit from it.
所以他耶稣有两个身份哈，第一呢，他是个义人，就是呢，他能够付上代价，就像我给了他$100一样，这是他第一个身份。第二个呢，他可以使人称义，他可以把他的义给别人，就是他赦免那个有罪的人。所以他两件事呢，他都是他自己做的。他既付了罪的代价，他是个义人，他可以付，他也可以赦免那个信靠他的人因为那个人他愿意相信耶稣，耶稣因为他是义人付了代价，所以可以称他为义。
All right, so questions.
有没有？
This is the foundation, the fundamental of our faith. Are there questions? Do you understand? Do we understand what we've been talking about?
那这个是我们所信的一个基础哈。所以大家有没有有什么问题吗？关于我们刚才讲的？有一点点逻辑的内容啊。
Okay, do we understand? Do we have questions?
我明白吗？有没有什么问题？
Most people, I got to be careful how I say this. Many people.Who go to churches don't understand that.
实际很多进教会的人呢，并不真的明白这个道理。
Many people will tell you that the only way you can get your sins forgiven is to work hard.
很多人会告诉你呢，你得着你罪赦免的唯一的办法就是努力工作。
Some will tell you the only way you can get your sins forgiven is to pay a lot of money.
有的人说呢，你得到罪赦免最好的办法就是多捐钱。
Some will tell you the only way you get your sins forgiven is to pray a lot.
有的人说呢，你得到最好的赦免的方法就是多祷告。
Some will say you've got to go to church a lot.
有的人说呢，你要多去教会。
Jesus says you've got to believe me.
耶稣其实只告诉你一件事，你要相信他。
And if you believe him, you surrender yourself to him and you say, Jesus, you're right, I'm wrong.I am going to go your way. I'm going to follow Jesus.
所以你说，耶稣，你是对的，我是错的，我愿意跟随你，你是我的主，这样的你就得赦免。
All right. Other questions?
有没有什么别的问题吗？
Okay. So the next question then is, what about boasting? Are you a Christian? You say yes. Okay.Now, if you're a Christian, are you better than anybody else? Oh, you say, I'm pretty good.
那这下面呢，你就会看见呢，哎，就是讲到关于夸口的事。你说你是个基督徒吗？你说是。哦，你是个基督徒，你一定比别人更好啊。你会觉得，好像是这样的，我挺好的。
Okay, so when you get to heaven, and somebody says to you, how did you get here? What are you going to say?
如果你去天堂啊，有人问你啊，那你凭什么来这里呢？你该怎么回答他
？You're going to say, "Oh, I really was very good, you know."
啊，你会回答说，哎呀，其实我以前真的还挺不错的，我挺好的，所以我应该来这里。
Would you like me to tell you all the good things I did in order to get to heaven?
啊，你需不需要我给你介绍一下我来这里之前我这辈子做的好事呢
？No. When you get to heaven, they're going to ask you why you're there, and what are you going to say?
所以这不是对的答案。如果有人你去天堂。门口问人问你，你为什么能来这里？你该怎么回答呢
？You're gonna say Jesus died for me.
你要说因为耶稣为我死了，我才来这里。
And you know, the next person is gonna say the same thing. Jesus died for me.
你猜什么呢？每一个到天堂去的人，你的下一位，再下一位，他都是回答一样的。
And every one of us, when we get to heaven, are going to have the same answer.
所以每一个进天堂的人都是有一样答案的，都是耶稣替我死了。
So if we've all got the same answer as to how we got to heaven, which one of us is going to be able to boast the most?
如果我们每一个人都是同样的答案进到天堂，哪一个最值得夸耀呢？
None of us have anything to boast about.
没有人值得夸耀，因为我们都是因着一样的救恩进去。
And so verse 27.
所以这就是二十七节的意思了。
Paul says, where then is boasting?
所以即使这样，哪里能夸口呢？
It is excluded. No boasting in heaven.
所以在天堂是没得值得夸口的啊。
That's going to make it a pretty nice place, isn't it?
所以那里还真是个好地方。
If there's no boasting, then that means that none of us are better than the other.
如果没有夸口，这就意味着其实我们没有谁比谁更配。
And if there's no boasting, none of us are worse than the other.
也就没有谁比谁更糟糕。
So I don't have to tell you how good I am.
我不需要告诉你我有多好。
And I don't have to tell you how bad you are.
我也不需要告诉你你有多坏。
Okay. Because we're all the same in heaven. There is no boasting. Heaven's going to be a nice place.
所以我们都是一样的啊，所以没什么可夸的。所以天堂还是个很好的地方。
On what principle will there be no boasting?
那没有可夸了，那用何法没有的呢？
On that of observing the law?
是不是立功之法呢？
No, but on that of faith.
乃是信主之法啊。
All right, verse 28, for we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law.
所以二十八节，我们看定了人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
Okay, again, these verses are simple, but they are foundational.
所以这些经文啊，如此简单，但是它却很重要，它是基础性的。
A man is justified by faith apart from observing the law.
人称义是因为信呐，不在乎遵行律法。
Okay, then verse 29. Is God the God of Jews only?
难道神只做犹太人的神吗？
Is he not the God of the Gentiles too?
不也是做外邦人的神吗？
And the answer is yes, of the Gentiles too.
是的，也做外邦人的神。
He's God of everyone. He died for everyone. And the same way the other person can be forgiven is the same way we're forgiven. We're all sinners, and the only hope we have is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是对每一个人都是一样的神。我们得救怎么样，别人得救也是怎么样。所以无论犹太人还是外邦人，我们都是一样的救法，一样的方式来到神面前。
Okay, since then there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith, that's the Jew by faith, and the uncircumcised, that's us, through that same faith.
三十节，神既是一位，也就要因信称那受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。
So that's wonderful. It leaves us all in the same position.
所以这个很好啊，能让我们在同样的地位上。
We're all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
Jesus died for us all.
耶稣为我们死了。
If we believe and receive Jesus as our Savior, we're all forgiven the same way.
如果我们相信接受耶稣成为我们的救主啊，我们都是同样的方式得救的。
And we all become believers.
我们也都成为信徒。
We simply trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. 就是因为
我们接受基督成为我的救主。
All right, well, that's probably enough for today.
那我们今天可能就先停在这儿。
We'll start in chapter 4 next time.
我们下一周是从四章开始啊，罗马书四章开始。
Another question, a question, any more before we go to it?
还有什么问题吗？
I've got a question for you.
我对大家有一个问题。
Are you still over here?
你是还在这里吗？
Or have you come over there?
或者你已经回到神边上。
That's the question.
这个是你们的问题。
Lots of people know this. They just haven't received the Lord Jesus. They didn't believe it.
还有一种情况，很多人知道这个事实，但是他就是不接受，就是没有往前迈一步。
You and I, everyone individually has got to say, I'm a sinner. I need salvation. Jesus died for me. I choose to believe him now.
所以我们每一个人都需要做自己这个最重要的决定，说我是个罪人，耶稣替我死了。我接受他成为我的救主，我现在就得救。
All right, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for the truth of God and for the fact that our salvation is so simple for us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为神的真理，也要谢谢您我们所得着的救恩是如此的简单。
It was so expensive for you because you had to go to the cross to die for us, Jesus.
主啊，这为您，您为此付上的代价是何等的大，这是十字架的代价。
And we thank you for doing that.
我们为此献上感恩。
But Lord, we also want to thank you for the fact that we can believe you and we can be justified freely because of your grace.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，让我们能够因着信靠您，可以白白的在您的恩典里称义。
We acknowledge that you are a good God, and we want to give you glory.
我们承认您是一位好神，我们愿意把当得的荣耀归给您。
And we want to thank you that though we deserve the wrath of God that we were studying.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为我们本来配得的是因着罪从您而来的愤怒。
We thank you for the righteousness of God declared through Jesus Christ.
我们要谢谢您，因着神借着耶稣基督所赐给我们的义。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.